Worldwide.
Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
And it's just celebrating for the month of
Petra. But on CTA, it's a whole other story, honey. It's delays everywhere. Delays at Argyle due to someone getting sick on the train. As we take a look at the Kennedy inbound, it is not a lovely picture. 39 in, 27 out. You expect to be late if you're headed to O'Hare today. On the Edens, 24 in, 23 out. On the Eisenhower, it's an hour in both directions. At 25th Avenue, there's a multi-car crash. As a result, it's a mess at 25th Avenue, so you may as well get off the expressway and start walking. Yeah, right. inbound on the Stevenson, 34, 26 on the reverse. It's causing the delays. The Ike is causing the delays everywhere. 19 inbound on the Dan Ryan, 15 on the outbound. On the Bishop Ford, it's slow at 103rd to 115th due to delays. There's a long delay due to the crash, which is causing the backup. And also on Lakeshore Drive, it's causing a backup there as well. It's 9 minutes in, 8 minutes out. Also at Jackson northbound, it's packed solid through Grant Park. Strongly suggest you take Columbus Drive. And that's your traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. If you are a business owner or entrepreneur in need of anything that you can get at Target, Walmart, anywhere else, or you want to travel, Vegas, Hawaii, Mexico, anywhere around the world, go to itex.com. Use the promo code ZELDA, Z-E-L-D-A. Thank you, Rich McGee. Always giving salute to the elders. And if you are wondering what I'm drinking this morning, I'm drinking tea. I've already had my other drink. You know, I have my apple beet, cucumber, lemon, ginger, kale, turmeric every morning because I'm reversed type 2 diabetes. And you can too. It's not as hard as you think. Now, so you don't have to be on those pills the rest of the of your years of your life here on this planet, because those pills, all pharmaceutical pills, do damage to us. And I've had my share of them, and I'm sure you have too. And if you haven't, you know somebody who has. So just keep in mind that pills do damage. You want to try to get as much nutrition as you can through natural ways. And that is that nasty drink I just talked about. Apple, beet, cucumber, lemon, ginger, kale. Don't worry. How I reverse type 2 diabetes. Put it in a blender. Recipes on diabeticdonut.com. Go check it out. Share it with somebody. Download it. It's free. No excuse for you to have diabetes. Okay? So be sure and share that. If you're listening online, you want to share your comments on our Instagram page and right here on the Blog Talk Female Solution platform. You can just scroll down and leave your comments there. And you can also comment on our Facebook and YouTube page, as well as my Instagram page. And I forgot to tell you about the homeless. And I forgot to upload the video because Tony did the video from his phone. So that's another thing that I got to do. Tony, get the video. We delivered last week more food to the homeless shelter, Tent City. And, it's getting cold outside now, so they need some things to keep them warm. And those things are tents and butane. And even more importantly, butane, because the butane helps keep them warm. And everybody wants to be warm. And I'm going to pull up our Instagram page so that you can see. If you're a first-time visitor here, you get a chance to see what this YouTube page looks like. As you can see, it's called hln.homeless.project. And these are some of the videos. These are also resources that we have for the homeless, those who are in need of housing. So I post everything up there. As you can see, that was our last one. And these are some of the other ones. And it's located on, this Tent City is located on Des Plaines Avenue between Taylor and Roosevelt Road. So that's it. Just so you can go there and see that yourself and see the work that we're doing. And keep in mind that these people are just like you and me. They just need something warm to sleep in. And butane will help them keep warm at night. One of those little butane containers that I showed you, I didn't show you on this one, but there's another one. But if you look on them, you'll see, because they always need butane. Butane is only like $9.99 for two of them. And I don't know if you can see it on that one, but they're there. So just go to our YouTube page, and you'll get a chance to see that, the good work that we do for the homeless. And why do I do this? Because I was raised as a child to serve, and we have gotten so far away from that. It's like, me, get mine, I got mine, you get yours. That does not work for society. We need to share. And we live in America. People are dying, risking life and limb to get here. So there's no excuse. We have more than we need. Look in your closet. Look in your drawers. Look in your car, under the seat. You got too much. Give it away. Help keep somebody else warm. And you'll be blessed. So thank you for sharing today. It is time for your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. And I received them from Mike House. And this morning, he says, today is my breakthrough. And you know, today is your breakthrough. And all you have to do is be open and receptive to it. So let me share with you from Mike House. And it says, Monday, October 24th, today is my breakthrough. What does heaven look like to you? What does seeking a breakthrough look like? We ask and look for these things, but sometimes have no idea what we are seeking. Our Creator has already provided us all that we need. Love is all around us. but we may fail to respond to it. Each day is an opportunity to proclaim renewed healing, visualization, life, and love. Look forward to a glorious future. Live like God has already provided you with the breakthrough. The kingdom of heaven is within and within us at all times. Did you hear that? The kingdom within us at all times. And we must remember that. I keep my mind open to the infinite spirit within. I understand that I was created to inherit the kingdom of heaven here on earth. My breakthrough is my good, and it belongs to me today. Thank you, zeal in me, through me, as me, around me, and through the Christ within. And so it is. Neither will they say, behold, it is here, or behold, it is there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Within you. And that comes from St. Luke 17 and 21. And that's your inspiration for the day. From Mike House. Who's Mike House, y'all? Well, go online and Google him. You'll see who he is. See who he is. And when you find out who he is, then you go back. And request to be, to receive his daily inspiration. Because it is always so profound. Because you are profound. And one way to stay profound is to activate that greatness that is within you. Because it is that greatness that is within you that accomplishes, if you trust it, if you trust it long enough, it accomplishes everything you need, but you have got to learn how to trust it, and you have got to get quiet, and you have got to get into nature. Well, how is that possible, Zelda? It's real simple. Find your way. I sat in the park yesterday. I was so happy. I just couldn't contain myself because nature is healing. Nature is nurturing. So let us become still, let us become quiet, and learn the process of activating the genius, the boldness, the queen, the king that is within you. And we do that with a little help from the designs that Spirit has given me to help activate the power that is within us. See, because fashion designers know some secrets that we don't. That's on my YouTube channel, too, so go check it out, Higher Learning TV Show. Tony, could you open a window, please? It's a little warm in here. Thank you so much. It doesn't matter because I'm burning up sitting up in here with all these clothes on. My head wrapping. I got this on, too. Anyway, thank you, honey. So let us become still. Close your eyes. Sit up straight. Feet flat on the floor. If you're laying in the bed, just get comfortable. Close your eyes and begin the process of breathing in through the nose. Hold it for 5 seconds and then breathing out. So we're going to inhale 5, hold it 5, and exhale 5. Okay? All right, here we go. Close your eyes and become still as we begin the process of meditate to activate. Inhale deeply to the count of 5. Hold it. And exhale. Once more. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Once more. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. That brings such a relief, a release of anxiety. I feel it immediately in my body. And even though I'm talking and we may not be breathing together at the same time, it is quite all right. We simply inhale through the nose, Long, deep inhale. Hold it for 5 seconds. And exhale through the nose. Another long 5 seconds. And push it out. Push, 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 push. Inhale deeply. Hold it for 5 seconds. And then exhale for 5 seconds. And as you continue to breathe in and breathe out with your eyes closed, nothing in your mind, nothing on your heart, but that of love and relaxation, because you want to focus on the breath. Now, the breath is your activator. And as soon as you decide that the thoughts that are running through your head are not as important as the breath that you breathe, you take another long, deep breath and give thanks. Thanks for the power of the breath, knowing that we are always at the... We give thanks to know, and we express our... Our hands up. Up the heart. Sending us love, light, and energy. Doing it for the business. As we meditate to activate, we give thanks for the power of the breath that comes back up through the... head body up and giving thanks for the power. Back up and massage the back of the neck, giving thanks of daily as we take our hands and massage the back. And this time when we exhale, bring the and bring the head. Possibly can, filling the right of the neck. Feel the right, are you? As you exhale, giving thanks for the that is working with the digest and then not that just yet. Quick fixes they offer you. That's not what you want. You want no pause in. We give thanks. It flows. are more powerful boxes all day long from your heart. Get out in nature. Nature is healing. The sky. Electromagnet. That. Oh, look out. That's where all the answers come. As we give thanks. Right place. Somebody gets in your face and they don't even give up your Kool-Aid, you simply breathe in. They're going to look at you like you're crazy, but that's okay. And when you blow it out, mouth, so they can tell your got a little onion, a little garlic on it, you'll be just fine. I promise you, they'll leave you alone. And that, my friend, is your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. And that which you see on the screen is the T-shirts that we offer, Meditate to Activate. They are one price on the website, but if you purchase them today, you can get them for a 50% discount. And this is our favorite, my favorite, Meditate to Activate. And you can choose anyone that best fits your desire. Inhale the genius in me, exhale fearlessness. Just one of the many. You can see, inhale love, light, and energy, exhale negative thought patterns. There's many, many more. Oh, my favorite, inhale love, exhale hate. And there's so many more, so be sure and check them out on the website. That information is right there waiting for you. But right now, it is 7:32, and I apologize for being a little late this morning. When I come back from our first commercial break, we will be going to celebrate more life, community life, that is, with the opportunity to make a difference. I will be joined by our executive producer, Naima Latif, as well as our guest, and that will be executive director of the Chicago Community Film Workshop, and that would be Ms. Margaret Caples. But right now, we're going to take our first commercial break, and when we come back, we'll be joined by them both. And you can join us online on our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show, as well as our Facebook page, Higher Learning TV Show. We'll be right back. And be sure and share this video.
Welcome to QuickLink, where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend. So she decides to list her products on QuickLink. On QuickLink, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace, just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the QuickLink marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique QuickLink that she can share with friends to begin earning quick cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's QuickLink on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's QuickLink, Laura receives quick cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own QuickLink and begin earning quick cash as well. But QuickLink is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. QuickLink rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new QuickLink makes, Laura will earn additional quick cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their quick cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use quick cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs. since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on The Female Solution.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speak. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And those are the channels that, well, actually you can't see the channels, but you will see them now. You'll actually see the producer of the Female Solution. And that would be Naima Latif as Grand Rising, my sister. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And I would like for you to introduce our guest, since you are responsible for her being here today. So we will also welcome to the platform Miss Margaret Caples, Executive Director. But I'll let you fill us in and all that. Good morning, Grand Rising, Sister Margaret. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, both of you.
Yes.
It's a pleasure to be here.
It is a pleasure to have you here. Yes, ma'am.
Well, the Community Film Workshop is an amazing organization that's been responsible for many, many independent producers producing wonderful films. And I first met Margaret when she and her late husband, Jim Taylor, affectionately known as JT, were operating the Community Film Workshop here in the South Loop of Chicago. And they hold classes, help filmmakers develop scripts, help them produce projects, and give them the skills that they need to develop an idea from its conception to its end and end up in the theater. So, and this year-long celebration of 50 50 years of success filmmakers produce wonderful projects. We want to invite people to a screening of films by the Community Film Workshop and at a special event being held November 4th. And Margaret will fill us in more about that. And I'm excited because my late husband, Sultan Abdul-Latif, was a very good friend of her husband, Jim Taylor.
Yes.
And he also will be appearing in one of the old vintage films that they'll be screening for those who are coming to the event and seeing some of the wonderful work of many, many filmmakers that Jim Taylor, along with his wife, Margaret, have helped to develop over the years. So, Margaret, you can fill us in on the upcoming event and some of the things you can expect to see and how people can get tickets to come.
I'm excited. Yes.
Well, thank you very much. First of all, I'd like people just to know a little bit about us, that we started in 1971 to get people of color into the film industry. So there was no other place, so we were able to, we were the first center in Chicago to do so. And people were trained, and we got them internships and then on to movie sets. We also opened the door for people to get into the local unions. So it's been really a very long progression. And it wasn't easy because there was a lot of resistance against people of color being in film, in front of or behind the camera. So one of the things we also did was open up so that we could train younger people, and we started a teen program. Now we have several adult program. One is the Production Institute at the the University of Chicago, where we solicit applications from people of color on the South Side. You have to be a South Side resident because that's the area that the university is interested in helping in terms of bringing culture to and exposure to the South Side. So this is our fourth year, and we've had some phenomenal success. I worked with Cartemquin's film to develop 10 years ago a program to help Midwest filmmakers, and we have been very successful at people getting Grammys and all kinds of national awards. So the film that you will be seeing on the first Sunday in November, November the 6th at 2 p.m., is a film that was developed by one of our graduates of the Diverse Voices and Docs program, Derek Grace. And the editor on the piece graduated from the Production Institute. So I am just really elated that they chose to do this. They used a lot of vintage footage. They interviewed me and other people around Chicago that have gone through the program. So I'm looking forward to it. It's been a long story, but it's been great being able to help people have a voice. You know, everybody has a story, but they may not know how to capture it. So we do have programs where you can learn how to even just use your cell phone, which is really a great production tool in your hand. So we're looking forward to people coming out on the 6th. There will be just a short, light continental breakfast before the screening, and then after the screening, a question and answer period with me and the producer, Derek Grace.
Give us a time where it starts again.
2 p.m.
Okay, so
and the Cisco Theater is 154 North State. It's between Lake and
Randolph.
It's right
Randolph. There. It's, this say Lake Street. It's right there. I pulled up your Facebook page, Miss Margaret. And that is, that's your Facebook page. I pulled up one of the Q&A that looked like.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Digital Storytelling Initiative Presents. Yeah. That's a 2022
that was
production.
That's a program that we produced at the University of Chicago. So after 10 weeks, we were able intermediate filmmakers come in. And when they finish, they have a four-and-a-half-minute project to show where they can try to get more funding to produce their project.
oh, wow, basic filmmaking has already started. Now, I saw this. Is one of our former cameramen, I think, is working with you, Amadilo Kazan?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Everybody knows Amadilo.
Right.
Yeah, he was tracking the history of Chicago with all of this.
Yes, he has.
In fact, he worked with one of our graduates. Oh, good. Oshun Mugwana. Yeah, yes.
I remember Oshun.
Yeah, she was an editor at Channel 11, and they produced the Jazz in the Alley.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he will be teaching a class. With young people in terms of social activist groups and storytelling. You know, our young people are very good with having pretty pictures and things of that nature. But one of the things that we found in our program is they lack storytelling skills,
mm-hmm.
how to tell your story. And so we know that one of the things in all of our programs, we really focus on storytelling because you've got to capture people, capture the message, and capture people's heart if you want them to really be able to engage in your subject matter. And that's because of poor storytelling skills. So we hope to really get, that's Amadilo there.
There he is right there, yeah.
And weapon of choice, our weapon of choice is the camera.
Okay. Now, I have to ask you the question because I see that it ended October 15th. So for those who are interested, is there another one that
are putting together our schedule for 2023. It's already November. So we really will be having classes on our website, and we will be sending notices to people on in our mailing list. So please go to the website, www.cfwchicago.org, and you can find the classes that we will be offering in 2023.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got a question. Because I know that the industry, just the whole process of communications has changed so much with the digital cameras and all of that. How has that changed the way the skills are taught, the classes are set up, and the equipment that's used at the community film workshop from beginning to now?
Well, thank you, because, you know, we started with 16-millimeter film because they were still using that also in the news industry on television. And so we went from that to the big video and to the smaller digital cameras. And now we're all digital. We use digital cameras, and we also use the smartphones. Everything now is digital. And that's so wonderful. You know, before you had to get film processed.
Yes.
Get a work print and all of that. So now all you do is your software is already on your smartphone, and you can edit on your laptop.
So, right. Excuse me.
Pretty wonderful how this is accessible. And the one group that it has helped the most are women. Really, we have more women in our program. And because we have a lot of stories, you know, we carry a lot of history.
Yes.
And we're concerned about things in our community. And so women have been really our strongest group of new recruits.
Mm-hmm.
And want to learn how to use this way of communicating and getting their community organized and developing community. The South Side is a community that's not walkable all the time. People go home and they close the door.
Mm.
But media is one way of uniting us and sharing our common interests and goals. And women are really taken to it.
Now, you mentioned that the community film workshop was started to bring people of color, us, into the industry. How do you see, from its beginning to now, how we've been able to impact the world's image of us as a result of having access to the media?
Sadly, not enough. You know, simply because the images that were projected, some were very stereotyped. And some stories now are beginning to emerge
because people see that there's a market for it. You know, the bottom line is green, it's money.
Yeah.
You know, so if you can generate income and you can generate eyes for a product, then your idea will probably fly more. But in terms of community issues, well, our other programs are geared toward helping people to use that other platform in festivals and on public television and to the theaters. But for basically for our community base, where the impact really will help the most is in changing images, changing our own conception of ourselves and our own image of our community. There's so many good things that never hit the media.
Right.
So many services that we offer that nobody ever knows about, and so many ways that people are connecting with each other, and that's how community programs like this and programs that other women are generating that help our community, and that's one of the things I really want to focus on in the future. We still have our programs because we are a boot camp for filmmaking. It's a rigorous program, but, you know, it doesn't have to be as rigorous for people who want to use it for other means.
Hmm. Now, the people, if they have a vision of an epic film they want to create after they've gone through the community film workshop program, do they have the skills to do that?
Well, I'm going to say one thing. We had one person in our production institute who said it was the best program he'd ever been in, and he went to film school.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, because we teach you what you need to know. So you have to really have the desire to be a filmmaker. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is.
And then after that, you have to have a story to tell. And you have to know how to tell that story. So those are the things that we try to help people do. Now, in terms of our programs, we do have, like we're having a screening tomorrow at the Columbia College for our graduates from the Diverse Voices in Doc.
That's my alumni.
Yes. Yeah. So we are, so they will be screening their stories to the audience. But first of all, and this is another thing one of the graduates in this program this year said, he came to us with a mega series that he wanted to do. And just he found out how to shoot a 5-minute movie.
Oh.
Then, you know why? Because then he could condense his idea so that people could buy into his project. You know, when you start talking to people about a series, they want to say, well, where are you going with this with no money?
Right.
So he's so grateful that he learned how to tell that for that 5-minute story.
Oh, wow. Naima, we have too much information on a female solution not to be doing a documentary of some sort.
I know. I got so many ideas, I tell
you.
But you know, Margaret, what you just said about the 5-minute movie, I think the first step is to capitalize it so that people can see the big picture without it taking too long to tell it. You know, just like a commercial, you know, you give people a glimpse of it, and then they want to know more. So I guess that's one of the skills that people learn when it comes to storytelling. How can you give us a little bit of it, enough for us to want to know the rest of it, and not take you too long to tell it?
Right. And that's what's so unique. We have a program, within all of our programs, there is where you have to say your log line. What is your log line? What's the whole focus of this movie?
Mm.
And why do you want to tell it? And why do you think it's important that you tell the story?
Mm.
And where are you going? What do you plan to get out of it? Who is your target audience? And most people say everybody, you know.
Right.
Everybody's going to watch everything, so you really need to kind of know who really would want to see it.
Absolutely. And then you'd be surprised, I know you would, because your selection of hosts is so multicultural and varied in all the occupations and things that they're doing, but people all over the world want to know about us. How do we survive? That's interesting. how do we create community? People all over the world imitate our style.
Yes.
Music. You know, so you do have an international market. But first, how are you going to tell the story?
Yes.
You have to tell the story. And that's what's so important, that people learn that. You know, there are a lot of students who have degrees in filmmaking from local colleges. And, you know, we're trying to tap into that audience. They don't think they need to learn anything. They really don't, and they think, but they still lack storytelling. And the other thing they lack is production skills.
Mm.
You know, I was surprised at how many people don't really know how to do a storyboard.
Ooh, yeah.
No, they don't do storyboards, they just shoot. And
yeah.
Then they don't do pre-production, post-production, and post-production, and how to get that scheduling and stuff together. So we teach all of those fundamentals, and we get a little resistance because people say, we didn't come to learn it, but yes, you did. Because your time, your talent's time, and everything costs money. And not only that, you may get something that's very important that people need to hear, and you have bad sound.
Ooh, audio.
Oh, don't we know that?
Been there, done that. Yep. Been there, done that.
It's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
None of this, because you can't hear them.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I had my first experience on a boat.
Uh-huh.
On Lake Michigan. Well, it wasn't Lake Michigan. It was back over by, I can't remember, North Branch or something. Hot summer. Went out on the boat. A friend of a friend took us out on his boat. I'm shooting. Just got my brand new camera, just shooting all over the place. Get home, listen to it. There is no audio anywhere. I was so mad. I don't know. I don't even know where that film is. I threw the camera and the film in the garbage. I should have kept it, but, you know. So I understand about the audio.
Yeah. And if you're shooting an event, there's no do-over. If
no.
That's it. You know, that's it.
That's all.
Yeah. But, you know, the thing is that it's all of this is reasonable now. You know,
yes.
It costs a lot of money. And one thing is that even in shooting, we know that we have to get something outside of just the interview or that particular scene. So we call it AB roll, you know. You got to get all this other
background
stuff to fill in. But when you do that, you have to treat it just like you would the rest of your film. So your body is there, the sound is there, everything has to match. You know, so you need to be able to do that. And then sometimes you only learn these things through a class. Now, there are a lot of good videos on YouTube. In fact, we use some of the best ones. because we reference them so that people will go home and watch them. Good filmmakers watch movies. And this is the other thing I'm surprised about, is they don't watch good movies. You have to watch some of the classics because filmmakers who are getting Academy Awards, they watch movies. And not only do movies, they read.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
One of the reasons our stories are so lacking, we don't read.
Say that.
We don't read.
We want everything on audio.
Especially young people.
Yeah. It's become a lost art, reading,
Now,
and I understand
it. It helps your mind think logically, which helps you be able to tell a story, because you got to be able to figure out how people think, how you can take people from one thought to the next. And if you don't read, then you don't understand.
Yeah. That's sad, but that's a fact of life. You know, Margaret, in 2019, my little brother, Douglas Robinson, was murdered in Tent City, and that's one of our missions here at the Higher Learning Network. And I did, I think, maybe a five-minute piece on it. And as I'm doing my research, reading, and watching all these YouTube videos, I had no idea that homelessness was such at an epidemic proportion. And in doing so, I'm trying to contact people to help donate their services or material goods or, you know, butane to keep them warm, and just to get people involved. And it seemed like nobody seems to care. And it's like I went through all of what I went through and still going through to make this little five-minute documentary, and it's like people don't care. So that kind of dissuaded me not to continue making the film that I wanted to make. So now that I've been introduced to you, that has been reignited. So,
well, I'm going to tell you what, some films have to be character-driven.
Mm,
you have to identify with that person.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we lump them all as being people who need mental health.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, a lot of people lost their jobs.
Yes.
Because they were sick.
Yes.
You know, their job, you know, the divorce, a lot of things, these women have issues that come in their life, and they don't have know how to cope. So
right.
There's so many reasons for homelessness that we don't need to just lump them all in one thing. But most movies are character-driven, okay?
Okay, yeah.
You gotta find somebody and people go, who can to, and they go, you know, you gotta find one. It's storytelling.
Yeah, we have got to tell the story in a way and find the right character for it too.
That won't be hard. They probably live next door.
Oh wow.
Yeah. You know, that won't be hard to do that.
Yeah,
true. It doesn't have to be a celebrity. It has to be somebody people can identify with.
Okay. Well, I'm learning the hard way. So thank you so much for sharing that information. Ooh, it's 8:02. I do apologize. It is time for our first commercial break. Second commercial break. And in case you just joined us, we're with Margaret Caples of the Chicago Film Center. Am I saying that right? I've got it down here. Don't even
say. Film Workshop of Chicago.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Really good
workshop of Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chicago Community. Naima just said it. Okay. Let's take off.
Community Film Workshop of Chicago.
All righty. So let's take our first break. Second break. We'll be right back.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost. Businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me, for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
What happens when a group of people are kidnapped from their homes, smuggled away in chains, and held captive in a foreign land where they are tortured, raped, and forced to perform hard labor by the lash of a whip and under the constant threat of death? Slavery, the African-American psychic trauma. What happened to the doctors, writers, scientists, builders, educators, and spiritual leaders from Africa's golden age? Who did they really capture and sell into slavery? Are all African Americans suffering from psychic trauma because of a conspiracy to hide their true identities? Do you have psychic trauma? Take the test on page 22 of the book and see. Order it online today at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And get your personally autographed copy of the book, Slavery, the African American Psychic Trauma.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
The Female Solution, Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Welcome back to Monday Morning Mindfulness. We are celebrating 50, count them, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. Some of you all not even that old. 50 years of Community Film Workshop of Chicago with the Executive Director. That would be Miss Margaret Cable. So beautiful, such a beautiful picture, and you're beautiful, even more beautiful in person. So thank you so much for blessing us with your presence this morning. And the work, the awesome work that you are doing in the community. I can't wait until next year because we're signing up, Naima. We got the Female Solution and the Higher Learning Network. We're signing up. Put us on the list already. We're there.
I got a script for it, and I'm trying to decide if it should be a motion picture. I think it should be a TV series, but I'm excited about it, and I'm looking forward to really learning those storytelling skills. I know my husband, Sultan, he would get so excited about developing film ideas. And, you know, he's talking about, you know, storyboarding, things like that, which I think a lot of wannabe filmmakers don't want to go through the process of thinking it out and you know, mapping it out. And so it's like you want to build a house without throwing the blueprint first.
Right,
you know,
I
want to start hammering stuff. I know you got to have a
right.
And that's the thing I think is good that the Community Film Workshop helps people with. If you have an idea, you've got to think it out. And it's not going to just fall together. It has to be organized. So that's probably one of those skills that would be helpful if people learn, especially if they want to create something that is going to be long-lasting and epic and memorable. Because you have to think of those details. And that's, you know, there are a lot of, like you say, even the local colleges, you know, I'm not sure how detailed they get into helping people really think out a story and the skill of telling a story. You know, what do you want? How is it going to end? And I want to say, now, when people are telling a story, is it important that they know the ending before they, you know,
finish? Well, Naima, this is the way it is. A sentence has a beginning, a middle, and an end, and so does a project, and so does a story. And you may not, if you're doing documentary, you never know what you're going to run into. You never know what you're going to uncover or how your story is going to end. But as a storyteller, you may have some idea, may have twists and turns, but eventually you know where you want to go with the story. But, you know, that's a skill, that's something that the writer and the producer will, you know, eventually figure out. but the important part is knowing storytelling and also knowing your craft.
Yeah.
Community Film Workshop teaches the craft of filmmaking. A lot of people say, well, I don't need to know this. I'm going to hire a producer. I'm going to hire this. I said, okay. Suppose your sound person doesn't show up. Suppose your life person doesn't show up. Suppose this person doesn't show up. You need to know how to do this.
You got to be able to fill in. You have to say everything that all your crew knows just in case somebody, like you say, doesn't show up.
The other thing is that you have to know everything so if you're going to hire someone.
Right. I mean, they should know if they're going to take that job. You know,
that's right. But you need to be able to know how to select your crew. You know, all of these skills, it's not just going to happen. You're not just going to have a windfall of money where you can hire all these people. Maybe you will, but even if you do, you need to know how to select the right people for your program. Now, that's one thing I have to say about this movie that's showing on Sunday. Derek went through the diverse voices in docs, but before that, he was a computer person, and he had gone through CAN TV and other things, but he's a real producer. He works producing films and projects, and he has a history behind him. And Nicole, the year she went through the program, she was also getting her master's from the University of Chicago School of Policy. So you never know where, I'm bringing in all people with different kinds of backgrounds because you have a story to tell, and this may be one of your ways of telling your story. So, but you bring your life experiences to it, and that's what makes your story unique and of interest to tell other people.
Yeah, and we're both CAN TV producers as well, and CAN TV is kind of like a crash course. I mean, and after that, heck, you're on your own, you know, so... at the end of the course, you produce, your final project. But a lot of producers, that might be the last thing they do for several months. So those of us that were serious, we developed an ongoing series. But I found over the years there's a lot of little technical things that I didn't really get an intensive understanding of, like sound. And I always rely on sound people who know sound better than I do. But I've had those situations where, okay, the sound person wasn't there. And, what am I going to do? I remember the time I went to the White House. We were covering Barack Obama. He was presenting some awards. And my partner, who's the sound guy, wasn't able to go. And I had to go. And then I got there, got the camera set up, and I put the headphones on, and the sound wasn't working. I'm panicking. Oh, my God, it's Barack Obama. I mean, I was panicking. And then the other camera people there, they were so kind, helping me kind of, hook things up and everything. And finally got it hooked up, but I wasn't quite sure, if I was going to come out clear and go, So I recorded the sound on my cell phone just as a backup. I mean, thank God when I got back and played the video, it worked, but I was in a full-blown panic because I realized, I don't know sound enough. And what happens if I have to know it? And there's not going to be a do-over on this. So I can tell you have to know each thing because you never know when you need to know.
That's right. That's right. And the other thing is that everything isn't free. CAN TV gave you what you needed for a free program. Okay?
Yeah.
It was affordable. What'd you expect?
Our programs come at a cost. Even with the... Diverse Voices and the Production Institute, there's a nominal fee. Let me tell you, sweetheart, for what you get, $100 is nothing. It's nothing.
That's nothing.
So, but our film, hands-on film production class is intensive, it's content structured, and it does cost money. It's $600. So I brought that up to say this.
Spirit's about doing it. You're going to pay the $600. That's right. That's not high at all.
You have to invest in yourself.
That's right.
A lot of people go to other places and pay money.
Pay more and get less.
Go to out-of-town to workshops. So people do what they want to do. But you have to invest in yourself. The other thing is that you have to know who you're getting your training from. And JT and I we'd be celebrating 50 years. I mean, I thought I'd be retired, and at home in Memphis, Tennessee.
No, really?
Yeah.
That's where my mom is from. Love me some Memphis, Tennessee. That's home for me.
So So to be here 50 years later, you know, people ask me, well, how old? You must have been a baby when you started. I go, oh, no, no.
They don't know black don't crack.
I need to use the moisturizer. That's right. You're safe. But the whole thing is that you don't know where your career is going to take you. I didn't choose filmmaking. But when I was a social worker in the public school system, I wanted to use video with my students because that way they can, you know, they would share things and it wasn't just me in a therapy room or something with them. So when I went through the first program at the Community Film Workshop, I had no idea that I would be, 3 years later, I married the director. And when I went on a sabbatical and came back, he said, well, come down and help me. Since you're not doing nothing. Okay.
Okay.
So I've been there ever since. So you never know where your career and your skills are going to lead you, and you have to be open to it. You know, 50 years is really phenomenal for a black organization.
Yes.
But to be in business in the film industry is even more difficult. You know, there's a lot of prejudice in terms of you're not a ethnic specific organization because we did, developed to include Asian and Hispanic, Latinos, and Native American people. And we couldn't turn down white people who wanted to come to the program.
No, you can't come. I said, no, you can't do that.
You can't discriminate.
Right.
We were downtown, north of the Loop. So it was convenient for everybody to come. When we moved to the south side, I have to be honest with you, our clientele almost is 90%, maybe 85% black. Okay. However, we need to know how to invest in our own self. We need to learn that, and we need to learn to support organizations, black organizations also. And so we are working hard at doing that. But in the meantime, we still are helping people tell stories, tell Southside stories, tell stories about Chicago, tell stories about our journey. And that's one of the things about this. I really didn't want to do the documentary because it's so much work.
Yes, it is.
Even the filmmaker, but, you know, doing this time, you know, I'm trying to find graduates because when we started, it was all pencil and paper, and we finally got a computer. You know, everybody done moved. They done, you know, they done changed their names, whether they married or changed.
Yeah.
Doing all kinds of things. So finding people hasn't always been the easiest thing either. You know, we moved from down north of the Loop to South Loop.
Because I visited you on your own Wabash, I think.
Wabash, right. You know, Sutan did that Rum Boogie or something like
that. Yeah, Rum Boogie. Yeah, that's kind of Rum Boogie. That was so much fun.
Yeah, well, I have a copy of that. We're going to show that. We're going to be showing some of our vintage pieces during 2023. So you'll get a chance to see that. The film is Derek's look at the Community Film Workshop history. There will be some clips from various little short films, but mostly he's focusing on JP and my journey.
Yeah.
And the things that we went through and how we accomplished it. It's a wonderful. He had a couple of screenings where people could ask him to do certain things, put in it. But I think it's going to be great. It will be an opportunity for Chicago to understand who we are and so that we can get this into community so they can understand what a resource they have. So that's one of the reasons we really want people to come out and then to share on our web page and everything so that young people don't have to really go, you don't have to spend 40,000 not on college education.
And get in debt.
Yeah. Because nobody's going to hire you just because you have a degree from
a
bachelor's.
You're
not going to get your job. I'm not saying you don't need to go there to get a background and what you need to do and to grow up and to develop other skills in filmmaking in terms of management and everything else that you need to know. But I'm saying nobody's going to hire you because you have a degree.
Right.
Right. You've got to have a story and a good story. And
yes,
you've got to connect. And so that's what's important. You have to do that even here in our programs. Everybody wants to tell a story, but they won't necessarily become filmmakers.
Go ahead.
They may become part of a crew or something. But everybody, sometimes you find out that maybe this isn't what you really want to do, but you want to some kind of way.
You want to be a part of it some kind of way. One of the things that I've learned, Ms. Margaret, was that there is so much more behind the scenes than you will ever even
when I do a screening, I have the young people to sit through the credits. I say, all these credits? I said, those are jobs.
Yes.
I said, these are real jobs.
Right.
I like to look at the credits, too, and observe all the different
titles
and everything. A lot goes into making a film.
Yes.
And, I'm always amazed when I see, an animated piece.
Mm-hmm.
All the different, they have a whole long list of animators. I'm like, wow, that's a lot of folks.
Yeah.
All those pictures, but it takes a lot of things. So if a person is looking at being in the film industry, and they maybe want to, my niece, she's a graphic artist and is looking to perhaps get into animation and things like that. I have other friends with children that are in that industry, and they're looking at how they can take that skill and be hired on a crew. So with the community film workshop, whatever people have to do to graduate or finish the course, do they have to produce something that they can then take to?
Oh, all of our programs are project specific.
Mm.
Everybody does their own piece.
Mm.
Everybody comes out of it with a project. It always has been that way. And initially, you did a 2-minute voiceover,
mm-hmm.
and then a 3-minute sync sound. So you really had 2 projects to show. And then you worked on other people's projects, and we rotated the crew. So you had credits on other people's projects that you did certain things. And we use that same format when you talked about change. The only change in our curriculum really has been the technology.
Yeah.
Right. There's nothing new about how to make film.
Mm-hmm.
So the process is still the same. It's just that the equipment might have changed.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
So also, is it faster now because you don't have to go through the whole, I remember, the whole process of the, development and all that, the cutting and slicing. So all that stuff on the computer.
Thank God it's gone.
Yeah.
And we live to see the change.
We don't even have a stink back anymore. But, yes, it's not as time-consuming. And you can eliminate a lot of things, but you cannot eliminate the basics.
And speaking of time-consuming, we've got some...
Even with people who know, a lot of times they find out that there are certain things that they don't know. And usually people who think they know so much are the ones who make the first mistakes.
They know it all.
I remember the story that Spike Lee tells about when he got ready to make his first film. He borrowed all his money and everything. And somehow the film never got done.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the mistakes that new filmmakers make? They get all this money and they got the actors and everything, and somehow money gets used, but the film never manifests. What are the mistakes that are common?
I would say you have to really go, this is one of the things we do in diverse voices in docs, because now we're working with people who want to do feature films, and you have to know the process. You really need to know marketing. You got to know how to pitch your film. You got to have that marketing skill. You got to be able to segment your market, your audience, and everything. So there's so much more behind the scenes that you need to know. You're not going to get this in that first beginning class. You know, don't come in thinking that you'll learn all that.
Mm-hmm.
So you can
the meal.
That's right. But and so you there are a lot of aspects of filmmaking that they just didn't think about distribution. That's a big thing.
Distribution is key.
You know, I mean, there are lots more things, but you know, in terms of distributing your film and stuff like that. So there are a lot of things that hopefully. I'm going to get some of my graduates activated. I hope they'll be watching this film.
They'll be watching.
Because it's important that we share our knowledge with our community.
And we've got some callers on the line that want to share, too, so we're going to go to the phone lines. If you want to call in, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. And if you want to comment online, go to our Facebook or YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show. Jody Susan Calhoun, our Tuesday morning host of Self Cell Care, says, hi, gorgeous lady. Hi, Jody. And Chris is joining us this morning. She says, good morning, beautiful ladies. Good morning right back at you. Let's go to the phone lines, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak as we go to the line, 706-202. You are live on the Female Solution Grand Rising. Hi,
Grand Rising.
Grand Rising. How about Kwame Sunhorse from Georgia?
Oh, well, you asked the question and answered it.
I just had to be sure. It just sounds like you know how sometimes people sound alike. Thank you for joining us this morning, Baba.
Yes, and it's very interesting that my sister Margaret, and I commend her for 50 years of production and being able to teach our people how to utilize a visual art. And that's a very important part because that's the way we can record our story. Because you had some greats, Gordon Parks, you know, she spoke about Spike Lee and other, and there's other great film producers. But what we're looking at is moving in the age of change. Because it used to be canisters of film, and we watched on the television, and that was the way in which they were able to use the words to program people and to tell us the visions of how they saw us in this world. The other part of it is that now we're digitalizing, and you spoke about YouTube. Everybody's watching YouTubes, and we talk about television now. You to be, that's what it says, really, you to be.
All
be
right.
Be programmed by a digital age of an extension of television. Really, we did filmmaking by sitting in nature and watching the scenes of how we community with nature, sitting by the fire telling stories or sitting at the tree and the young people listening to the elders tell the stories and teach the lessons. Because it's being able to use the word and use the imagination to make your nation. And using that image and we're talking about writing and the part about using words. If you take the word words and you took the S off the back and put it in the front, you create swords. How you're able to take those words to cut through or to cause damage or to change those swords into plowshares and help begin to grow again and not use it as words are weapons. Because they say the most dangerous thing that the human being has on it is his tongue. That's why we have 32 teeth to keep it behind there. Because when we speak, we can do a lot of damage or we can do great things with the word. It's all in how we use it because it activates the program that is in our DNA, which all the lettering that happens from the mitochondria transferred from the woman to the child is being able to activate that. And it's funny because she said her name is Margaret, and you think back as to Margaret Burroughs, who started the DuSable Museum in her living room. And here's another Margaret that 50 years later now has been giving us film producers. So these are ways in which we capture our story. And I commend her and thank her for a diligent work that we need to create these archives of who we are and are being able to show the next generations. Seven generations will be able to turn on whatever technology will be able to produce it, but we'll be able to see who we were in this thing called life.
Yes. Wow.
I'd like to interrupt just for a moment. Dr. Burroughs was a very good friend of my husband, Jim Taylor, you know, with that whole artist movement.
Yeah.
I worked for a summer in her studio, her museum was in her home on McAvenue. And I was really blessed to receive the Margaret Burroughs Award. But the thing is, we would tease each other. I said, she said, I'm Margaret Taylor. I said, no, I'm Margaret Taylor. So Taylor was her name. We grew each other. But she was really a very inspirational person in my life and my husband's life. And they were wonderful friends. I met her.
And she definitely was a powerful inspirator for the creative arts community. And when we did a stage play at the Museum, we later turned it into a film, and she was there at the when we did the play, completion of the play, and you know, did one of her presentations and so forth, and she was just part of that whole historic moment. But she inspired a whole lot of creative artists.
And I'm going to just mention also, I hate to interrupt you, but that what we're creating now, usually in our time, people remember us, and maybe about five generations, you know, and people will kind of move our memory of us. But our films and our stories will last for generations.
Yeah.
So this is something that we will long be gone. And so when we think about what we're contributing for our great, 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 great nieces and nephews, and leaving them the legacy that they can witness, that's the power of the media then and now. And we have to have some control of it. And you have control of your story and your image. And now you have multiple platforms where you can deliver it. You know, there's so many, and a lot of these, when they first came up with all this cable, well, they're showing a lot of old films. They need content. Need content. That's an opportunity.
Yes,
I know we got to take a break. But when we come back, I want to talk about that distribution thing that you mentioned, because that's a huge piece of it, and we have to control that and learn how and create our own networks of distribution. We'll be right back.
All righty, stay close, and we'll be right back here with the final half hour with Margaret Capel of the Chicago Film Community Workshop. And Baba Kwame, thank you so much. Hold on, we're going to take our last break, and we'll be right back.
Are you stressed out? Are you ready to learn some quick techniques on how to de-stress immediately? Then book your free 30-minute consultation with Zelda Speaks, the Mindfulness Stress Relief Coach, at higherlearningnetwork.org.
How about that?
Thanks for sharing.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio Hosts. On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Hi, this is John.
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Susan Essentials leads you to wellness by giving you access to more than 20,000 sustainably produced nutritional products delivered direct to your door.
That is the voice of Andrew Calhoun, Jody Susan Calhoun, I should say husband of Jody Susan. And she'll be joining us tomorrow morning. Always electrifying shows on Tuesday morning, self-care. I always said I don't have time on Tuesday morning. Well, honey, I make time on Tuesday morning because I learn something. That's one thing I love about being here on the Female Solution. I'm not only a host. I'm a student. I'm a student of life, and I am honored to be a student of life today for Miss Margaret Caples. She is doing such a phenomenal job. And 50 years, oh, my goodness, Baba Kwame's son horse said, I couldn't say more. Celebrating 50 years of community film workshop right here in Chicago. We don't have to go to L.A., New York, anywhere. We got it right here. And it's been here for 50 years before some of you were even born. Lord have mercy.
That's decades. For sure.
And think about how many people who don't know about it.
Until today,
as the Yalavan Gant would say, until today.
A lot of people would ask us, well, why don't people know about you? And sometimes the funders would ask us, what's your marketing legend? And I said, marketing, I'm just trying to pay my artists and stuff. One of the reasons our organization and black organizations is to take credit to advertising. Word of mouth. It's through graduates talking to other graduates. We develop partnerships. One of the reasons we're still here, we develop key partnerships with organizations.
Mm.
They work out and to work on collaborate. And that's how, but today, you know, we have a social media coordinator, and she's putting stuff out for the young crowd. You know, their attention span is real short, so
yes.
We have to do stuff that's fast for them. And so, and you know, so now it's more accessible, you know, to get your word out.
But even at that, you know, people don't click or do click, or you know, so it's all hit or miss. But marketing is a very important part of how you get your film out, how you get your project out, and how you reach your audience.
Yeah, because you can have the best product in the world, and if nobody knows about it, it's like, ugh. Like,
tell me about it.
You know, that's one of the things I wanted to take a look at, because the internet changed the way we communicate, and it has changed the hands of power when it comes to who communicates. And like you just mentioned, Ms. Margaret, we have young people who have taken this skill and mastered the cell phone. They can make films from their phone. They can get the word out across the world. You have people on YouTube that have got millions of followers. So it's a different game today. And before, you had to go through certain channels and, you know, certain big industries and all of this before your creation would see the light of day.
Yep.
You know, big studios didn't give their blessing, or if you didn't get a big distribution deal, you might not be seen. Now you got Netflix and all these other ways that films might even not ever make it to the big screen, but yet they're being distributed all over the world.
Yes.
So how does that change the strategy when we think in terms of
and especially knowing who your audience is and who you're trying to reach?
Right. Now, this past weekend, my daughter and I went to see the movie The Woman King, which, you know, everybody was talking about before it came out and everything, and then there was controversy about it, but as we saw it, we kind of developed an eye to analyze the film, the technique, the storytelling, all of that. And then after we saw the film, we went to dinner and we kind of did research online to see, okay, how accurate was it historically, which is really fascinating. But when it comes to things like telling a tale that's based on something historic, how does a student go about the kind of research, especially if they want to make it entertaining, because I know that was part of it, but then there were people that were challenging the historical accuracy, because they said, well, you know, the accents weren't quite right, and this and that, you know, so you have to make a film entertaining. But how do you...
I want to interrupt you, so I heard something that I want to listen to. Point, because I'm trying to write down stuff. But anyway, you mentioned, and I have to say this, black people are very critical of black people.
Yes, we are.
Yes, it's a movie, honey.
Okay. Let's enjoy the movie.
It's made up.
Yeah.
You got to get that over in my first class of filmmaking and film aesthetics. If somebody made it up.
Thank you.
it's
a movie.
Yeah.
Put a grip on it. You know, but you know, if we put other people's images and movies about us through this scrutiny, we wouldn't have the problem we have.
Sure wouldn't.
They
sure
would
wouldn't.
Be more cognizant of what they do. You know, really, so we have to understand. If you're going to do a historical movie, you do need to have your history together.
Mm-hmm.
You have to hire historians. You can't do all that research by yourself. You got to hire somebody. You got to hire historians.
You got to hire people who know what they're doing, because you can't do everything. You know, we have a tendency to want to try to do it, and you can't. You have to outsource things. Chris says it does take a lot of work and strategy, all the different platforms, how to bring them all together. She says the letter O and I have an issue. Mm.
Oh, yeah, we see that.
Yeah.
We fixed it. We know.
Yeah.
We figured it out.
All righty now. It is 8:46. If you just joined the conversation, I hope you're enjoying the conversation, because I surely am. We have Miss Margaret Caples, honey, and she is breaking it down. I feel like Gary from the T on TMZ. She's breaking it down. I'm sorry. Yeah, I do watch that crazy show. Anyway, we are celebrating 50 years. 50, count them, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. Who has done that in our community, Naima? Nobody but Miss Margaret.
Yeah, I tell you, it's longevity.
50
says
years?
A lot. That means you've been affecting many different groups of people.
Generations.
Generations. I
mean,
generations. Generation X, Y, now we on Z, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, we just, you know. And each generation, things change. The story changes. The history changes. The perspective changes. So you can really kind of tell the age someone is by the perspective they have on life. What was happening during their time.
Yes.
It's the same thing I like with music. Sometimes our pastor will say something. He has mentioned music from several different generations.
Yeah, young people going, what?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Their song, and anyway. they can identify. So, you know, a lot of times the classical movies didn't do all of the research that we're talking about doing. They knew how to engage people in good storytelling. I'm going to go back to this.
One question, how accurate it was.
Yeah.
It was a mode, right? It was the accent, right? It was, you know, all this.
Yeah. And today we do have to be accountable. I'm not saying we don't have to be accountable to the facts. I'm just saying that as a black audience, we need to realize that some things is just a movie.
Right.
And is it a good movie?
Right.
Right. Are we going to support it? And are we going to demand that we have more good storytelling? Because, you know, they may miss the mark here or there. And that happens when you're trying to translate it into a moving image, a moving story.
Mm. Mm.
So we have to allow for that.
Right. I remember I was young. We were watching... The Ten Commandments, you know, and then I looked in the Bible trying to find the scene. We're in the movie. Some of them weren't it, and I'm like, wait a minute, they missed this part, you know. But it was the movie, you know.
It was the movie.
So many people, when they think of Moses, they think of Charles Henson. You know, that's the image.
Yeah, and it plays every, you know, so.
Just a movie, though.
I was just saying that if it's a documentary, it's real clear that you need to have your facts again.
Yeah.
And you want to be as accurate as possible if you're saying something historical. But, you know, it takes a lot of people having a lot of study with the languages and things like that to really get some of these accents the way they need to have them done.
Yeah.
So, I speak English. That's it.
I know that's right. And you're not going to make me speak anything else.
As much as you might want to.
Chris says music has the ability to transcend generations. Yeah, it will bring the old and the new and the young all together. Yeah, you are right on time.
Definitely. Like, if you're doing a piece, whether it's a movie or even a documentary or whatever, if it's supposed to be for a certain period of time, you need to know the music of that time, because that does sort of define the time. Like, if you're doing something from the 50s, you know, can't be playing 80s music in the background.
Right.
No, you can't. And surprisingly enough, the images also transcend in generations.
Mm.
We teach our children to respect their heritage.
Mm.
Just respect what they're going through now and what legacy they will leave their children.
Yeah.
They rethink a lot of things that they're doing.
Mm.
Their contribution to the community and to the culture of black culture.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for that fad of sagging pants to go out of style.
We might be waiting. We might be waiting.
Now they're making them in the stores like that.
Are they really?
Yes.
We have to stop buying them, and we don't buy them, so they know what their market wants.
Yeah.
You know what? It's just like like with anybody new to a situation, they have to grow.
Right.
You know, another thing is, another thing in terms of our society. I train in a certain way, and I don't let 14-year-olds dictate to me.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You know, and it's my way. I'm trying to help you get a job.
Thank you.
You
know what? I'm so glad you said that. Chris says, me too, saggy pants. I'm coming out the store the other day, and this brother coming out, he was coming out the store, and he had a cup in his hand. He said, can I get a change? And I had 51 cents, so I gave it to him. I'm coming out of McDonald's. I'm wanting to get me some water. And his pants were literally almost to his knees. And I said, brother, young man, pull your pants up, baby. He said, yes, ma'am, pulled his pants up, walked right on down the street.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't say it, all right. Yeah.
I said, I don't want to see your behind. You asking me for my money? I don't want to see your butt. Now, if you pull your pants up, child, he pulled them pants up so quick and just took right on off. 515-605-9325. Let's hear your story. 872-901. You're live on the Female Solutions. We got about 5 more minutes. And
I want to say one thing in terms of young people.
Okay.
They're children.
Yes, they are. And it's our responsibility to teach them as adults.
And they're looking for love. Yeah. That's why certain organizations can have a grip on them.
Yeah.
They are looking for love.
Chris said, walk like penguins.
You know, we just have to learn how to disregard
love them anyway.
And love them right through it. Because I showed him love by giving my 51 cents. I saved my quarters. So I showed him some
51
love.
51 cents and a word of advice.
Yes. You know, you're asking people for money, you need to look presentable. Because they're already judging you because you're out here looking crazy. Okay, let's go to the phone line. Whose mic did I just open up? 872-901. Hi, who's this? Where you calling from?
Good morning. Good morning to all. This is Lois in Chicago calling. What a wonderful morning. You know, what is the location? And I want to say, Ms. Margaret, thank you so much for 50 years. I know that it was a struggle, but I know you had God with you all the while. And I'd just like to know personally, from the 50 years to, let's say, today, with the modern technology that's being used in comparison to 50 years ago, would you say that this has enhanced the productivity of your business monetary-wise and otherwise as far as employees and what have you, or do you think it's worse? The exact location.
She said, make that a short sentence, Ms. Lois.
Pardon me?
Make that a short sentence.
The main point. Are you making more money 50 years ago technology-wise and more productivity with the modern technology? And does it cost you more then or does it cost you more now? Here 50 years later, is it better or worse? What would you say?
In terms of the community film workshop, are we making more money now?
Yeah, technology costing you more or is it actually taking you more money?
Well, the technology is not costing us more because the cameras are smaller, cheaper, and the equipment is more accessible. And we've had an editing class, and a lot of the, at least half of the class brought their own computer. So they could edit right there while the instructor was teaching them, and they didn't have to transfer it or anything.
Mm.
So the technology hasn't improved in terms of how accessible the learning is for people. In terms of the workshop, this has been, the workshop really has existed on a very lean budget for 45 years. I just have to be very honest with you in terms of what happens with our black organization. We have been very fortunate the last 4 or 5 years to be able to get some major grants and support from other organizations. So it has enabled us to hire some staff and to be able to to do all this work. You can't do this work alone if you're going to have an impact. So we're just really taking our beginning steps into reaching a larger audience. And this is, I was very happy to appear on this program and be able to touch people all over the country, the world. This is wonderful, you know, but... and I'm glad to hear, get the feedback that I'm getting from the audience.
Yeah. And this is phenomenal, woman, that you are, because this is phenomenal work that you do. I don't know anybody else who has done that. Do you know him? And I know you know a whole lot of folk, too.
I don't know anybody that's been doing this for 50 years.
Not for 50
and
years.
All of these filmmakers that have come through there and have gone on to make an impact in the world. So here it is, right here in Chicago, the Community Film Workshop of Chicago. And tell us one more time where people can go online to get tickets to find out about the upcoming event.
Well, first of all, people can go to our website, www.cfwchicago.org, and you can click on any of the pages and just have a good day watching some of the videos on the website. The program that we're talking about today is screening of What's Your Story, the Community Film Workshop 50-Year Journey. It will be held November 6th on a Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Gene Siskel Theater downtown at 1664 North State. You can go online to this Gene Siskel website, and you can click Black Harvest, the Black Harvest Film Festival, and you will be able to see the link to purchasing the tickets. The tickets are only $10. We're having a continental breakfast before the screening, and after the screening, we will have a question and answer period. So I look forward to seeing a lot of old friends and new friends on Sunday, November the 6th at the Gene Siskel Theater.
Mm-hmm. And it's only $10?
Only $10.
All right.
And what time does it start again?
2 o'clock.
2 p.m.
The film starts at 2, but you can get there earlier.
That's why I was a little confused. I said continental breakfast at 2 o'clock? I thought I was the only person that ate breakfast at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Okay. We will be there. We will be there, won't we, Naima? And thank you so much for having us on a Sunday, because if you had a Tuesday, you'd had a problem. Yeah, we'll be there with the family. And I want to thank all of our listeners. And oh, Lord, it's 8:59. I am so sorry, Naima. We got carried away. I've got to play the closing outro. Thank you so much, Ms. Margaret.
Listeners all around the world.
Are we doing the after show today, Naima?
Depends on your time. I'm free.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimahlatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsamnida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Dziękuję, France, Merci, Spain, Gracias, Italy, Grazie, Egypt, Shukran, Ghana, Madasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa,
Gibonga, Senegal, Jared, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Officially in the after
now
show.
See, we are in a studio atmosphere. We're not in a remote
might
atmosphere
stop
anymore.
That, huh?
But then
yeah.
How do we kind of continue to...
And in case you're wondering who that is sitting there on the screen, it is the official after show and the executive director of the Female Solution and also producer of OnAirEverywhere.com, Naima Latif. Take it away.
Yes, and of course, we do a daily newscast at 1 o'clock Central Time. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/onairnews, and you can listen and give you a recap of what's happening today, what's happened over the last 24 hours. Some uplifting things, give you maybe a report from the White House, you know, what the president is doing or has done or will do to be talking about some of the election issues that come up during the last week or so. You know, this is a very intense time with our elections and many states that hang in the balance in terms of Republican and Democrat. But, you know, we want to always approach it from a higher perspective. On air is higher consciousness. So what we do is give you a perspective of what's happening in the world from the standpoint of the progress that's being made and continues to be made based on the fact that people are working towards a better society. And sometimes we may face some challenges in between, but the good news is that we have the power to create the kind of society we desire. So we just have to make that happen. And we always want to make sure that we're balanced and giving you some of the good things that happen as opposed to all the things that depress you and make you feel fearful and hopeful and hopeless. Because truly, there are many more people doing good things than there are doing harmful things. So we bring you that good news. And so listen, it's 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern, and wherever you are, those who are in the world, just to kind of hear our live news report, the on-air daily news.
And HWPL issues statement on human rights crisis in Manar. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but you see that lady in the little red hat right there? I need you to talk about that for a second because that's important.
Well, I am so excited that we have hooked up with the global peace organization, HWPL. I've had the privilege of traveling to their global peace conferences twice. And just so happened, it was during the time my daughter was living in South Korea, and so they would make a vacation as well as a journey to be an international journalist and cover this event. And I was surprised when I first saw the Global Peace Conference that they have every September. I'm like, where are the American journalists? How come we don't know the whole world is gathered here organizing for peace? How come we don't know that's happening?
Right.
I'm shocked. I mean, it was like a great big stadium full of people from all over the world, and they're organizing these various committees and groups and religious organizations, all the various religions representing all the various countries. And they're going over this document called the DPCW, the Declaration of Peace, the Cessation of War, that all the governments are agreeing to. I'm like, where's America? How come we don't know this is happening? This is crazy. It was amazing. And we had a chance to do some shows there, some live shows. Of course, the time difference is there. So I think it was 9 p.m. there when it was 7 a.m. here. So we were at night doing these shows, and it's in the morning here. But it was great because we had a chance to talk to people from Greece, from Albania, from Russia, from all over the world at this conference here, from India. And it really gives you hope to know that there is an organized effort to change what we're experiencing in terms of all of this fear and violence, because people have gathered and organized and planned out how if each nation could just follow these steps, we would never have to solve a problem through war ever again. That's the goal. So I'm just, you know, sounding the alarm so that America can get on board. Look, everybody else is with this program. Where y'all at? You know, I was amazed that all the other nations had all their journalists, and the American media wasn't there. And I'm like, how do you not see this? So now I understand that Chairman Man Hee Lee, South Korea, the founder of this organization, he expects to come to America in 2023. We'll be ready, you know, getting geared up to cover that. And when they had a major gathering, and he came to the States a few years ago. He wasn't able to make it to Chicago, but we did get an address online, and then we had a big, well, you were there, you know, big award ceremony for many of the people throughout Chicago that have been doing some excellent work for peace. Dr. Willie Wilson was one of the awardees. As a matter of fact, at the top of the Sears building, I guess they kind of call it Willis Tower, but, you know, that Sears, you know that. At the top of the building, Sears Tower, now Miller's Tower, we had this event, and many notable people who have been effective in their work in the community were honored by HWPL and Chairman Man Hee Lee at that event, and we covered it in our magazine, On Air Magazine. So we can cover that in a minute. And and we had a chance to let people know of some of the wonderful work being done by a number of citizens in Chicago that are making a difference. And like Ms. Margaret was saying, you don't always hear the story. So, you know, a lot of major people like Walt Whitman with the Soul Children of Chicago, sending a beautiful message through song throughout the world. Judge Stanley Hill is doing this wonderful speech competition for the children through the Rainbow Push Excel program, teaching young people how to memorize these very powerful speeches being given by people who've impacted the world, and it's amazing. Colonel Damon Arnold, who's a medical director and Special Investigating Department with the HCSC and Blue Cross Blue Shield, done some amazing work. And our own Queen Mother, Reverend Helen Sinclair, I believe she's going on 102 years old now. She's been on our show a number of times. She's done some amazing work in the prison and uplifting those who are serving time, giving them spiritual insight and inspiration. And like I said, 102, still going strong, traveled back and forth to Africa, and she was a running buddy with Dr. Margaret Burroughs, and it's just amazing spirit. She was one of the honorees. Arnita Habil, the late wife of Dr. Daniel Habil, who's been on as well, founder of the RTW Veterans Center, helping so many veterans of war. Diane Latiker, who's also been on several times, the founder of Kids Off the Block. Keeping a memorial of those who have been tragically, their lives have been snuffed out, and doing so much to show how to be a community mom and really mother the children who need mothering, like Ms. Margaret was saying, they just need love. And so Diane Latiker has been one of those giving love. Jeremina Matthews, she's the chief executive director of Pause for Peace, known for her parents in the documentary Violence Interrupters, along with Teal Hardeman, who's done some amazing work stopping violence in the community before it happens by being able to talk to the people involved and getting them to calm down and solve their differences peacefully. Dr. Lan Muhammad, she's another amazing woman, traveled with us to South Korea. She's been doing a lot of peace work in the schools that she runs in the classrooms that she teaches. We also have Audrey Kenner, another media person with an inspirational show on cable TV. And, of course, we have my own good friend and partner. She was a partner in crime. But our media company partner, John L. Alexander, for his fantastic work in photography, capturing so many of these historic figures and moments. And of course, the publisher of the On Air magazine. And, you know, we've had a chance to remind people that great things are being done. And they're being done all over the world. And people are organizing all over the world in order to make a better world. It is happening. And this is why it's important, as Ms. Margaret said, we have to tell our story, because when we don't tell our story, nobody knows it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
This is why we must master storytelling and the media and all of the new systems that produce images so that we can be the ones that define what happened in the minds of not just today's generation, but for generations to come. That's the work that we're doing, and that's the job that we have, and that's the mission we're on.
So thank you, Miss Margaret. Chris says, you are absolutely lovely. It was very nice to celebrate you this morning. Miss Margaret didn't get a chance to see that, so I'm going to have to take a picture and send that to, actually I have to send it to you because I don't even have her number.
Excuse me, I'll pass it on.
So, Miss Margaret, we know you had to leave because you had responsibilities this morning, but I wanted to show you, this is what someone said about you after you left. Actually, they said it before you left. I just didn't get a chance to put it up there. So we thank you, Miss Margaret. We appreciate you, Margaret Caples, for doing the wonderful work that you're doing in the community with the, what's the name of it again, Naima? I don't want to get it wrong.
The Community Film Workshop of Chicago, CFW.
Is that .org?
Well, let's see. I think their website was CFW Chicago. I need to double check. Well, you pulled it up on screen, so you probably still have it.
Okay. I'll send it to you. You send it to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the Chicago Community CFW. That's what it was. CFW Chicago Film Workshop Chicago. I can't even spell now. Chicago dot. I think it's .org.
Yeah.
Yep, it is. It's .org right now. Yeah, it is .org.
Yeah. And you know what she was saying about the challenge to overcome to get us in the industry. That's been an ongoing thing because you look at when the major networks and television, well, first of all, when we went from radio to motion pictures, the power to create an image what is that story? When the first movie came out, Birth of a Nation.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
I'm trying to remember which president it was that they were watching. They had a screening. I know it's...
You'll think about it when you get off the phone. You know how that goes.
But it was, and he was so excited. He said, oh, this is like writing history with lightning and something like that. He was so excited. And, of course, we know that that movie, Birth of a Nation, was one of the most racist pieces of propaganda
Thank you.
Ever produced. And it was a way to get white people all over the world to rape the black people and a way to justify the repression that happened after Reconstruction. I think it was Woodrow Wilson. Yes. And so the media has been a weapon used against us for decades. So to get us in the industry and to have this be our weapon of choice, as the advertising said, this is powerful because we now get a chance to counteract and dismantle all of that negative propaganda that has shaped the minds of generations of people and justified the mistreatment that has happened for so long. And we're fighting that battle every day. We see the news clips every
single day we see them. And, of course, there are technical difficulties, which we always have. And we are just so used to them, it doesn't even faze me anymore. So I'm going to try to bring back in the Community Film Workshop of Chicago until we get Naima back up here. I think she just got logged off some kind of way. But I want you to see this. This is the information. This is what we talked about today. And it is the home of the community. And I am putting this out here, Community Film Workshop. And it is .org. I said dot something. I don't know what I said, but it is Community Film Workshop. And actually, it's CFWC. CFWC Chicago. And I don't know why I can't spell right now. CFWChicago.org. There you go. .org. Alrighty. So if you're thinking about sharing your story, now's the time. And Naima is back. And there's where she is. There she is. Okay, there she is. Okay. She's
all right.
Back.
Yeah, so we know that what it takes to influence thought is just having the power of the media in your hands. And all of us have the power in our hands. We got a cell phone that has a camera and even software like Ms. Margaret said, right in the phone is
right
capabilities. We can send it all over the world, literally, that one little device. So things have changed. And like you're saying, you know, cameras are a great big bulky thing, and then they got the smaller invisible mouth, they got a tiny little cell phone. Everybody has the capacity to tell their story and record it for all time and send it everywhere. And this is, I think, where the generations are changing, because some of the elders, they haven't really quite grasped that it's this simple now.
Yep.
That you can talk to people all over the world in real time and in an instant. I mean, we do it every day. With our host, Jana, she's 6 hours ahead. So when we're doing our 12 o'clock noon show on Saturday, when she's doing it, it's 6 o'clock for her.
Right.
But we're still talking right now. Whatever time now is for you, we're talking. So the world has speeded up so much. And to made it possible for us to tell our story so fast. Where, like you were saying, you know, used to be you had to go through all these different steps. First you got to shoot the film, and you got to develop the film and process it and do all this stuff. You can't do none of that now. You hit a button.
Okay.
Instantly. And you hit another button, and you send it all over the world instantly.
Thank you.
How powerful is that? This is why, you know, when you see these YouTube videos or Facebook YouTube videos, or, you know, all these things where people are recording things, you have to really be mindful of what story are you telling. Because you can make people angry or you can make them happy. Now, what I try to do, when I'm going to share something, I try to share something that's uplifting. I try to share things that will inspire people or give them hope. I've got a one of my Facebook pages is called Inspire. But I share stories that are inspiring, you know, good news stories, people doing good deeds and things like that. Because I want people to see that there are really more people doing good deeds in the world than there are people doing harm. You wouldn't ever get that impression if you watch the news, because you always think everybody's hurting everybody. And when you feel that way, you live in fear, you live in suspicion, you can't be friendly to people because you've got this image plan in your mind, oh, they might pick my pocket. And so you lose the capacity to live through your intuition, which tells you if somebody's going to pick your pocket.
Right.
So you need to get rid of the prejudice coming from the media and live by your intuitive senses. You can relax. And you can enjoy the presence of people who don't mean you any harm, because they may look different. Even their pants are sagging under the bus. They really don't mean you any harm.
Right.
And this is what we have the power to do, is tell the story that makes people feel like the earth really is a good place to live. And we don't have to always be angry or upset, because we don't have to keep sending each other those images that make us angry and upset. And this is why I'm really pushing for to choose what we're going to put in our minds every day. Choose the shows you're going to watch. Choose the programs you're going to participate in. Choose the images that you're going to let get implanted in your subconscious mind, because they will affect the rest of your day. I mean, you can start your day out with, you know, 20 people got shot and, you know, 15 people died. I mean, you can start your day with that. Or you can start your day with, there was a little old lady who, you know, saved a little baby from getting hit by a car because she wheeled her wheelchair out on the street and scooped him up. I mean, you can, whatever kind of thing makes you go, oh, that's really great, that's wonderful. You can decide what thing you want to start your day with. Because whatever happened in the world, I mean, you weren't there, so it's really not affecting you if it was somewhere else. But you can decide which thing you want to implant in your mind to give you that feeling that you're going to carry with you the rest of the day. You can start with the good news, you can start with the bad news. But why would you want to keep putting bad news in your head? Because it's going to probably make you have a bad day.
Yeah, not a good thing. Baba
yeah.
Kwame Sunhorse is still on the line. Baba
yeah.
Kwame.
You got a thought you want to share?
Baba, unmute. There you go.
Yes. And I've been an excellent, assalamu alaikum, Sister Naima.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And what we're sharing, and I commend you for having Margaret, because that is honoring one who has been diligent in the community, and we're about re-imaging our community. And she was a base that can show us what community was 50 years ago and what community is now. The part that I wanted to share was I did a festival this weekend at Tuskegee, Alabama, in what's called Nature's Garden, the Victory and Peace. And what the theme was for the festival was a village reimaged. And she was a teacher. Her name is Mujah Shakur.
and what she has done there. She used to be a professor at Tuskegee, and she retired, and she bought 47 acres, and we've been building that community as an oasis for the Overground Railroad, and we're putting A-frame houses, container housing, and we have gardens there that people in the community come and plant their gardens, and then students that are studying agriculture come there and assist, and the elder black farmers come and show the youth how to, you know, get the best from the earth by what they're doing and what they're growing. The thing that I see is that we're reawakening that which is, you know, the first films are in our mind. They're called dreams. And what we have to do is that how do we see that vision? And first of all, it begins, you have to go within. And the film that we project is happens in the mind. And what images that you see, that's why I said words, and you take the word, the S off, and you put it on the floor, you can create swords, or you can create plowing shears. So what we're doing is looking at how do we use our words and how do we help the children, because there were many children there. And the way that we helped the children, I had a little young man, he was maybe 7, 8 years old, and introduced him to the sweat lodge. He had a little fear at first, but you coax them through their fears and let them see that they can do things that they see that is constructive in the community that the people are doing in a spiritual way. What we're needing is that what is in the hearts that our children come forth, because that 5 decades or 2 generations that she's been making these films and teaching us how to create what's inside and bring it out and put it onto the screen, because we see the creator's film every day. The sun rises, the actors is being performed. The whole, what was Shakespeare said, the whole world is a stage, but they forget to say that the creator wrote the script. So he knows every part that we're going to play, every animal, every tree, every seed has its part that it plays in this film called life. And what are we as a people producing to show ourselves to the world? You just said that you went to a conference and nobody from this country was represented but you who had went there from here. These are the challenges that we have, an information highway that we can begin to do this, but it's in nature that it already has that internet, because there's a thing called the 100 monkey theory. 99 monkeys will go down to the water and wash their food. When that 100th monkey walks and goes down and washes its food, every monkey on the planet will begin to do that same thing. That's how we're interconnected in the divine intelligence. So it's overstanding how, yes, we have all of this technology and we have all of this artificial intelligence. But what is the divine intelligence? That's why I shared. We're sitting around a fire telling a story. And, you know, we communicated by the heartbeat. We use drums to talk to each other.
Yes.
We use smoke to talk to each other.
Yes.
We use telepathy by sitting and thinking. You know, the walkabout in Australia, the Aborigines would have a gathering, and they would be on one side of the continent and one's on the other. And they'd put the thought into a song or dance, and every person that was Aborigines would come to that area because they knew how that communication of spirit. We are looking at, yes, this is a new era.
Learning that, or relearning that,
yes.
Remembering that skill soon, because this internet, that's a prelude to what we really are, like you described, is the prelude to us remembering how we already know how to do that, to connect all around the
right.
world for our minds. Technology can do, we just have to remember how to do it. But it's there.
Right.
Absolutely. That's right.
And that's why I said that the theme was a village re-imaged. We're making a new image because we already have our ancestors told us it takes a village to raise a child. But the part that we forget is what does it take to make a village? It takes Naima, it takes Zelda, it takes Brother Kwame, it takes Margaret. It takes each person to help bring that life that comes forth from the womb onto its mother and how it interacts with its mother earth.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, we can become that village wherever we are. And I was mentioning the Facebook page that I created called Get Inspired, where I always share inspirational videos. And I'm looking at one now. They had a piano in the prison. And when the inmates are playing this gospel song, so all the inmates, and they're, you know, just in black, white, you know, all different races, they're all singing this gospel song together in prison. And you look at them, they're always looking at the prison and everything. But it just lets you know that the soul of a person is always connected to the divine, no matter what their circumstance might be at the time. And you can always recover that. You can always reignite that. And so looking at this, I mean, it's inspirational because you realize that no matter what these men have done, you still can appreciate and express a love for God. And this is what, these are the kinds of things that we have to remind ourselves of when we start getting discouraged about humanity. Everybody has that capacity to be that 100th monkey, like Baba Kwan was talking about, to understand that we are here to love each other and to serve each other in a way that is for the good of all of us. And no matter where a person is in their awareness now, eventually they're going to get to that point. So we just have to keep encouraging them and believing it's going to happen and visualizing it, because with our thoughts, we're making it happen. That's why you've got to decide what you're going to put in your brain, because what you put in your brain, you're adding to the collective thought. The collective mind is creating our reality. If we don't like what we're seeing, we have to add a positive thought to the collective mind. And we can steer it in a different direction. What you think is what you're creating. This is why we have to be conscious creatures.
And we have to be conscious of the time, because there are some phones that people have their hands raised who have not spoken. Did I take 872901? Did I take that?
872901. Yes, you did. It was Lois.
Okay. 773. Oops, they just hung up. 312671. You're live on the Female Solution Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
We already are Shalom. Who are we? Don't die. We multiply. Minister Trump, Robert Floyd Trump, and Grand Rising to you all, and Ashram Lakum. Beloved, how y'all doing?
Wonderful. How are you today?
Oh, I am fantastic. Yes, ma'am, we are fantastic. And I'm so glad that you had that sister. You know I got to get in the program, Sister Naima. I didn't get her telephone number, but you could give it to me. I'm gonna call you a little bit later, you know, off the air or on the air, or you can give it to me now. But I want to do a special collaboration through education with her because of our historical music, and you know I got to tell my story and the connection with Mayor Washington and Dr. King and Reverend Jackson and et cetera, you know, Minister Farrakhan. So you know I got a story to tell, yes.
Wait, what I'm saying. You got about 30 seconds, sir, because we about to sign off. We got about 30 seconds.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I'm going to be calling Sister Naima later today to get the information so I can do the collaboration with Ms. Margaret Cable, okay?
Wonderful.
God
thank
bless you.
Minister
Women
Blair.
Of God, it is the woman's time now, and I'll be sure.
To the event and meet her in person.
Yeah, just come to the event. Yeah, you can definitely meet her in person, because that is Sunday, November 6th at 2 p.m. at 64 North State Street, and you can meet her there. So thank you so very much. Greatly appreciate all of you. Appreciate you. But I just have to show this video that one of our producers at the Higher Learning Network sent me, and he said, you have got to see this. So I have got to show this. It was a Twitter remark on, well, I'll just let you see it. How about that? So Dad O'Brien, journalist, shared this information, and here it is.
I felt that I had a message, but people did not choose to listen to what I was saying.
We all understand that she sat down on the bus.
That policeman, he said, why don't you stand up? I said, I don't think I should have to stand up.
The narrow narrative of her just on one day did something couldn't be further from the truth. Often the bad is out front, and you never hear about the white. Yet the reverse is true.
She was considered a threat.
Espousing radical views.
If they could see her talking about the Republic of New Africa, her out there with the Panthers, then they would understand railroads and parks, but they might have been a little frightened. She has been an activist for over 3 decades.
For Ms. Parks, it was especially dangerous.
Fighting on issues that are still very much at the forefront.
She never gave up. She lit the torch for the next generation.
Yeah, how about that?
I felt that I had a message, but people did not.
Yep, people weren't ready for it.
It's more than not give up a seat on the bus. So
yeah, it was a whole lot more than that. So
yeah.
you needed to know that. Baba Kwame Sonhorst, you want to give us a sign off before we leave?
Yes, and, you know, we have to re-image our people in this global world as to who we are and what we're going to leave the next 7 generations, because it is our time to stand and be counted again as the first human beings. So we have to be able to tell our story, and these are the ways this program, Females Have the Solution, because she's the life giver. That's the most positive part we have to understand.
Amen. Thank you so much, Baba Kwame Sonhorst from Georgia, an elder here on the Female Solution who calls in and comments and shares his words of wisdom. We so appreciate you, and we appreciate you watching the show today. And do remember that sharing is caring, because more people than not need to hear this video. And we thank you. Stay on purpose. Stay empowered. Stay tuned to your next Monday Morning Mindfulness next week. And tomorrow, stay tuned for Jody Susan of Susan Essentials, who will be sharing with us information on how to continue to take care of ourselves. Closing comment, Naima?
For all of you to attend the celebration screening on November 6th, this $10, but it will empower many great filmmakers to come, and we want to continue the work of the Chicago, the Community Film Workshop of Chicago, as led by Ms. Margaret Taylor, and we're really excited to be a part of a collaborative effort. We're going to keep in touch, because all of us are providing power to those who wish to create images that will last a lifetime. So go to dfwchicago.org and get your tickets for the event.
All righty. And on that note, we want to leave you with stress relief that's always available to you. It's only a click away. So please enjoy this video. It is the last one, well, next to the last one you'll see, because I'll play another one after this one. But we ask you to share it with somebody, because we all know somebody who's stressed out, don't we? All righty. So be sure and share this. Thank you so much. Stay on purpose, stay in power, stay tuned to tomorrow morning. Self-care with Jody Susan on the Female Solution.
Are you stressed out? Are you ready to learn some quick techniques on how to de-stress immediately? Then book your free 30-minute consultation with Zelda Speaks, a mindfulness stress relief coach at higherlearningnetwork.org. Thanks for sharing.
You stress relievers, go to your phone, pick up your phone and dial 219-699-2114 for exclusive access and inspirational updates, and we will include you in that information, so that is available for you. So when I say pick up the phone, I do mean text. I don't mean call.
Don't know where that came from, but
I'm going to leave you with this. Thank you so much. I will see you back here tomorrow with Jody Susan, and we will do it all over again. And keep in mind that Zelda Speaks, the Mindfulness Stress Relief Coach, is available for training, speaking, and training workshops on a variety of workshops. So check it out, and remember to share. And thanks for watching. Make it a great day. Peace. The broadcast has ended. Okay.
Did you hit end on?
Yep.